Question for me, or are you going to have a conversation with me?
I'm going to have a conversation with you, Nick.
Excellent. What have you called me to tell me?
I'm hanging to tell you about your opinion of Karambi and Vaki. Right. I want to ask you one question, Nick.
Just one question?
Well...
Okay, well, if you're going to ask me one question as well, that's great. What's your one question?
That's the first question I'm going to ask you.
Right, so you're going to ask me two questions? How many questions are you going to ask me, love?
I don't know. It depends on how our conversation goes.
Right, okay. Let's have a conversation. Let's not ask one question. You tell me what you think, and then I'll talk to you.
Nick, you're saying people have opinions, right? But every time you say Cran is wacky and people argue about it, you say, that's a fact. If you're, you're first saying it's your opinion, then you say it's a fact. How does that work out?
Well, because opinions are based on facts. If they are of any weight at all. My opinion in this instance is based on a fact, and the fact is that the idea that there's some sort of God out there orchestrating and controlling what's going on, that in itself is wacky.
Yeah, but that's not a fact, that's an opinion, Nick.
Oh, it is a fact, it's wacky.
How can you prove it's a fact,
Well, I don't need to, because everyone knows it's a fact.
But if everyone knows it's a fact, right? How come there's people phoning you up in this show here and arguing with you that it's not a fact?
They're a tiny minority of the majority.
But most of the people that you spoke tonight were arguing with you that it's not a fact. Then it can't be a minority, could it?
Well, of course it is. Listen, we get thousands and thousands of people listening to this show. How many calls have we gone through? We haven't gone through 1,000, have we?
Yeah, but...
No, even if we went through 1,000, we would have only gone through about a tiny portion of the audience.
Yeah.
Right? All we're getting is a lot of wacky people ringing up, getting annoyed because they are genuinely upset at the idea of their religion being wacky, because they know in their heart of hearts it is wacky.
But, wait a minute, Nick. I follow Islam, right?
Right, so you're wacky, carry on.
Wait, am I angry with you?
No, you're not, I appreciate that.
Right.
But, you know, I mean, hang on a minute, right? You're telling me you believe there's a God out there who you pray to who grants wishes.
Well, that's my opinion.
Oh, but that's what you believe. Now, can't you see why most people think that's wacky?
No, I can't.
Right, how many times a day do you pray?
I don't.
You don't pray?
No.
Well, you're not much of a believer in Islam, then, are you, love?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
So what I'm saying is you're wacky.
How can you say I'm wacky, though?
Well, because most people who follow Islam would say you're wacky if you don't pray.
Yeah, but let's take it out there.
That in itself is wacky.
All right.
Isn't it?
There's people say they follow Islam, right? Say Al-Qaeda, right? They say they follow Islam. It don't say anywhere in the Quran they should go and put bomb places, does it?
No.
It doesn't.
No, it says you've got a right to defend yourself, though.
You've got a right to defend yourself.
Listen, my friend, let me explain to you. Right, religion is a form of mental illness, all right? It is a form of mental illness is where people can hear voices, or you follow people who hear voices, you believe in things for which there's no proof, right? And all that kind of stuff. That in itself is a form of mental illness. That is why I'm describing it as wacky. Alright, because all people who follow all religions are wacky. You need to follow yourself, your own voice, what you think. You need to follow what you think. Look inside yourself. Don't look to a book. Don't look to anyone else. Don't look to me. Don't look to your mates or your mum or your dad. Look to yourself. That's all I'm saying. Now that's very common sense. Right, whereas the opposing argument is wacky.
I get you, Nick. You've got common sense.
You know what I'm saying,
then? There's one thing, though. The things you are saying, yeah, it's an opinion. Because if everybody don't agree with you, that's not a fact. You can't prove it. You're saying you don't have to prove it. Then you can't tell me it's a fact.
All right. So hang on a minute. If everybody doesn't believe in something, that means it's not a fact. That's daft, isn't it?
What I'm saying to you is.
What I'm saying to you is you need to think for yourself, and you're not doing at the moment.
I am thinking to myself.
No, you're not. You wouldn't come up with things like that.
If I wasn't thinking to myself, right, I'd be praying 5 times a day.
You'd be praying 5 times a day?
If I wasn't thinking to myself, but I'm a 22-year-old kid. I don't want to follow that. When people ask me, I say I follow Islam, right? But I don't do everything that Quran says. The only thing I want to get through to you is, if you're saying to me something is a fact, and I say to you, all right, Nick, prove it. You can't turn around to me and say, I don't have to prove it. Because you're telling me it's a fact, you have to prove it to me.
You want me to prove God doesn't exist?
Yeah, prove it, Nick.
Okay. It'll take a while, but it'll be worthwhile if you listen to me.
Okay.
Consider nothing. Right?
Yeah.
Nothing can only exist next to something. And something can only exist next to nothing. Right? If you were to look at the composition of your hand and zoom in, all you would find is a combination of something and nothing. But it's an illusion, because there's no such thing as nothing and there's no such thing as something. If you keep looking, all you will actually find is form and motion. All right? You can't destroy either. The reason you can't destroy either is because nothing in the universe can be created or destroyed. All it is form and motion that is rearranged, all right? It has been rearranged for an infinite amount of time, because time is an illusion. There's no such thing as time, all right? To say how long have we been here is to get everything back to front. We are here, not how long has everything been here. It's always been here, all right? So you can't measure how long it's been here because there's no such thing as time. The fact that the universe is infinite destroys the need for God the Creator. Are you following this?
Nick, before you
carry on. Follow this through. The fact that the universe is infinite destroys the need for God the Creator. The destruction of the need for God the Creator, firstly, proves the Quran is lying. Secondly, right, the next bit, God the Supreme Being, that is a possibility, my friend. It's possible there is a Supreme Being. In fact, it's highly likely that there is a Supreme Being somewhere. And it is more powerful than you, and it's more powerful than me, and it's more powerful than anyone else listening to this show. Whether or not you or me should follow it is a different matter. And I personally do not want to follow a Supreme Being. And whatever that Supreme Being is, it's not the Creator. Did you follow that? That was as clearly put across as I could.
But before you started, you said to me there wasn't a God or there wasn't a Supreme Being. Now you're telling me if there is one, I'm not following it.
No, I told you there was no such thing as God the Creator.
Uh-huh. Okay, tell me one thing then, Nick. If there's no such thing as God, right?
God the Creator,
If the universe...
There could be a Supreme Being, but if there's a Supreme Being...
How can you be born and die?
How can you be born and die?
Yeah. Why aren't you infinite?
Right, now, that is something that, again, using logic, I could explain to you. I don't have the time, but if you use logic, you can work it out yourself. All I want you to do is think for yourself and think in the way I was just thinking before. Go back to that place where I was thinking from. You can work all that stuff out. It's possible. The answer is not to say, right, I won't think about that. Instead, I'll just say God made me. Because that's what people do. And if you do that, all that happens is you stop thinking for yourself. It's possible to work all of that stuff out. You've been given the power to do it. It's called logic and reasoning.